It's Thursday, May 12th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Harvard Law Professor Mark Tushnet is saying conservatives are the losers in the culture war, especially since the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. He encouraged his fellow liberals to press aggressively liberal positions and to treat conservatives like the Allies treated the Nazis in World War II. No quarter. The World View spoke to Dr. William Ringenberg, history professor at Taylor University and author of The Christian College, about how Christians should respond.
Obviously, he's not fair. And what do you do when someone says something about you or a group that you identify with closely and it's not fair? First of all, you try not to respond in kind. You try to be fair.
The Apostle Paul reminds us, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Yesterday, Sudan released church leader Talahoon Ngozi Cassa after nearly 5 months of imprisonment. Sudan's National Intelligence and Security Services arrested the pastor back on December 13, 2015, without charges. Sources indicate he was likely targeted for his Christian activities and opposition to a government takeover of his church's property. Praise the Lord, he is free. But pray for the many other Christians arrested and harassed by Sudan's security services. Over 90 people were left dead on Wednesday after several incidents of suicide bombings in Iraq's capital city. The attacks targeted Shiite neighborhoods, and the Sunni-led ISIS has since claimed responsibility for the atrocities. Man's sinful condition is evident everywhere. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. Romans 3. A former Facebook journalist claimed in a report on Monday that Facebook has regularly suppressed news stories of conservative interest. Facebook has denied the report. Senator John Thune commented on the issue in an interview with NBC Nightly News.
If the news that's coming through there, which is represented to be objective, and it's not, then I think the people deserve the right to know that.
In an interview on Tuesday, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said he would not disclose his tax returns before the November elections. He indicated, quote, there's nothing to learn from them, unquote, but said he would release the returns after the IRS finished their audit. Trump also denounced receiving taxpayer funds for his campaign, calling it inappropriate. As the United Methodist Church commences its 2016 General Conference this week, the eyes of the world are watching for how the denomination will handle the homosexual issue. Thus far, over 100 United Methodist clergy have publicly announced their aberrant sexual proclivity towards homosexuality. Until now, the United Methodist Church does not allow for the ordaining of homosexuals or the performing of homosexual fake marriages. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. World Magazine reports that the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that unborn children have the full rights of minors. In the case, a mother had filed because she believed her unborn daughter's rights had been violated by doctors through negligence. The court sided with the mother, considering the rights of the unborn child to be the same as those of a minor child. A professor from Marquette University was suspended from his position for defending a student who spoke against homosexual marriage in an ethics class. Professor John McAdams has now filed a legal challenge with the university on the grounds of free speech. Employees of a Salem, Oregon Domino's Pizza saved a customer's life after noticing his daily order had not come in, according to reports from KOIN-TV6. It was unusual, because Kirk Alexander had ordered nearly every day since 2009. Driver Tracy Hamblin took time out of his day to go check on Alexander, but then called 911 after there was no response. Deputies arrived on the scene. finding Alexander in need of medical attention. After being taken to the hospital, he is now in stable condition. Another good example of Matthew 22:39 in action. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. As you know, we're looking for 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month to help pay for the expenses of the Worldview. At this point, three people have stepped up to the plate. Would you consider making that donation today? Go to theworldview.com and click on Give. And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, May 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, The Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce The Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.